With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are you serious?
So there's plenty of ways to kill time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us. I'm Marcus Bronzy.
And I'm Donald Trump. I'm Funk Butcher. Back again in the place.
How to Kill an Hour, man. Don't want to let you forget that we have a website called howtokillanhour.com. And what kind of stuff can you find there, Funk?
All your heart's desires. Yeah, all the tech news, the latest shows, everything that's currently going on in the world of tech. We'll be putting our spin on it, and you can find it there on the website.
Definitely. Funk, it's been a while since you've been on the show, bruv. So yeah. Let's get stuck right into it. Like, what have you been up to?
Yeah, I've been away. I've been inside. Yeah,
inside the lab.
Yeah, exactly.
Making them choose.
Exactly. For those who think I'll be up to anything naughty, it's me, of course. No, I've been making music, working on Hiasology label. Also been doing a lot of teaching as well. So I've been doing some teaching with some young, amazing people who have kind of not felt that mainstream education is the way forward for them. So we've been trying to broker situations where we use music as a tool of engagement. And I've been doing that. But like I said, yeah, been working on the music, new tune out called Hypnotic. Interesting production bit of information that the voice you hear on the record is actually my voice, which I've sampled. So a lot of people think it's a sample.
How do you sample your own voice? Like,
yeah, so I got on the microphone. So I got on the microphone and used my voice as an instrument in the record. So is it the first time I've done it? I think I've done it before in previous productions when I'm really having a bad day with vocalists and singers and their timing and their schedule. So I just did a real DIY thing. But that's just been added to the UK House Music playlist on Spotify, which is great news for me and the label. So, yeah, if you're out there, you're into your house, into your music in general, have a listen.
Safe. I mean, Hiasologylabel.com. If it's very, like, you do actually add the funk into it. In fact, I don't want to call you Funk Butcher anymore. I think you're the Funk Baker.
Funk Baker.
Been cooking it up. But yeah, nah, man, tune's good, man. And Hiasology is looking good. I'm loving the merchandise as well that you're actually wearing today as well. Yeah, the logo's sick. Is that an F in the logo, though? The house?
It could be,
like,
you know.
Because I'm seeing an F every time I look at it.
Oh, man.
Like, that the left part of the Hiasology logo, which is some letters, or I don't know, some shapes which make up a house, the left bits could be an F for Funk Butcher.
Yeah, shout out to Timid. Anyone knows about DJ Timid in the UK music industry? Timid is, outside of being an amazing DJ, he's also an amazing graphic designer, and he shaped this logo many, many years ago. So he could have done this, and he didn't tell me, he neglected to tell me that there was an F in there, and you've just pointed it out and made me look really stupid, but...
It's a film Easter egg that he's left in there for you to find out with your own accord. What he's done to you.
This is kind of like industry and label information that I'm supposed to kind of just reel off. Mm. And yeah.
You're supposed to know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, anyway, look, glad to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
We've had some amazing guests in and around the show most recently. So you may have heard some stuff you may not have at this point, depending on where you're checking this out. But you should head to howtokillanhour.com to check our whole catalogue of awesome podcasts, like nearing 300 hours being killed. Well, there are some episodes that are shorter than an hour, but some that are over, whatever. But anyway, Frank, we've got some big news. There's something that I think we've been speaking about ever since you've been part of the How to Kill an Hour gang.
What's that?
And I'm going to give you a little clue to it now.
Okay.
From one of our favourite producers of games. One of our favourite studios. Started in the UK, I believe, but now we're obviously got offices all over the place.
Okay, UK games producer. Sounds like a Western.
Definitely, bruv. They specialise in games where you hijack motor vehicles a lot of the time, but in this game you will hijack stallions.
No, it can't be. It can't be Red Dead Redemption.
Bruv, Red Dead Redemption. Bruv, the actual gameplay trailer dropped and you're like the first person I want to discuss it with because you're into games. Yeah. Into Red Dead, right?
Yeah.
The franchise.
Yeah.
The new game, I can't really sit here and try and break down little bits of it that are great because it's looking absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
The first title was the first game in which I believe they mixed bullet time with cowboy shoot 'em ups, lassoing horses, Wild West foraging, with a storyline that was nothing less than like movie quality.
Well, I'm living vicariously through your experiences because I'm into the game, but I've never played it. I'm into it, but this is one of the games which I feel like it slipped under my radar and I'm angry about it.
I vividly remember spending a lot of time off my day job at the time playing that game. I was John Marston, bruv.
Okay.
Probably this is one of the games that I was into the most. Only beaten by Heavy Rain, which was a game, because I'm a big fan of the movie Seven. Heavy Rain was like a computer game version of Seven. It was like a sick, twisted cop thriller. Where is it going? But this, I was really underwhelmed by the chat beforehand with this game, because everyone was saying, oh, it's made by Rockstar. What? How are you going to make it fun if it's not shooting, bruv? How are you going to make it fun if it's horses, isn't it? Like, horses are dead, man. The only horse I'm on is a Mustang. But like, Wild Wild West.
Is it worth me getting the first one and having a crack at that before I...
Well...
Are the two games linked?
I'll break it down. This is actually the third Red Dead game.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Man.
Yeah.
Billy, did you know this?
Yeah. Did you know, Billy?
I thought it was the second. Did you start Red Dead Redemption 2?
So Red Dead was the first game.
What's the second one?
Red Dead Redemption.
So this is the second one?
This is the third one. So this is Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh.
I'm just excited. We've seen a gameplay trailer. We put it on the website. Go and check it out. As we get more solid information, that's when I'd like to divulge it over the next few weeks. But Red Dead Redemption 2, I want to play it. I want us to play it, Funk.
Yeah.
I want us to experience first playing it together. I will actually sit there and watch you play the start of the game, bruv, and take as much enjoyment out of it.
I'm on it.
Also, what's happened in the tech world, Funk? Apple is worth $1 trillion now.
Cha-ching.
$1 trillion, bro.
They've actually got to that figure which Dr. Evil... Now, what did he say, billion?
He said 1 million, innit? And they all laughed at him. He went, 1 million? And they
$1 trillion. Yeah. Dollars.
So yeah, they're worth incredible. $1 trillion. $1 trillion, bro.
How can a company have more money than the government that company resides in? That
I'll
is
just
insane.
Stop you right there.
This is where Billy tells me I'm factually incorrect. Go on.
Yeah, the company is worth $1 trillion. Okay. But Apple only have, I Googled this, I tweeted this out, I Googled this, they have $285 billion in the bank, not $1 trillion. The company's worth $1
trillion. Okay.
So if you wanted to buy Apple, you'd need $1 trillion.
Okay. So it's a valuation.
Yes.
It's hitting that mark, but...
Bruv, that's phenomenal. That is phenomenal. Like, I want to know how many... let's say an average McDonald's meal. What does an average McDonald's meal cost in English nowadays? I say like £6.
You going large or are you saying regular?
Supersize me.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore. If I go large, a large McDonald's meal, what would you say, Bill?
A large Big Mac and a drink comes like, just over £5.
Just over £5.
Let's make it more relative though. How many iPads can you get for that valuation?
Yeah.
What's the iPad now?
How many iPads are in 285?
Now, do you want a regular iPad, a mini iPad, Pro?
Do you want a supersize? What I wanted to get at is that in this day and age, did you ever think you'd hear of a company being worth a trillion, Funk?
Yeah, when I started seeing footballers hitting that region as well, everything is appreciating. Everything, nothing's going down.
I mean, just having that amount of money on you, I feel like just telling someone that you have that much would make them get a bit dizzy. It's like a slap in the face.
Yeah, I think those southern rappers were just ahead of the curve when they kept saying, keep it trill.
Keeping it true, bruv. Keeping it true. But yeah, so as Billy said, they've actually got 285. Is it 285 billion in the bank?
I can double check that figure, but I'm pretty sure it was 285 from the last time they checked it, which was December.
They're going to have a little bit more when I go buy my new iPhone charger.
There we go. But it was only 21 years ago that they were almost bankrupt. So their stocks were as low as a dollar in 1997. It wasn't until they brought back Steve, that is Jobs, and he told them, let's do the Mac. Let's bring that Mac back with some colour.
Where was he at IBM?
I don't know. I think he spent some time, I think he's away, he built Pixar, which is now bought by Disney owns. He created a few companies that are doing very, very well. Bro.
Before
he
Apple?
He was active when he left Apple. He active. And then they kicked him off the board. And then when he came back in the room, he was like,
yeah. I'm back. How'd you like me now?
Also had another story about him on another podcast called Evil Genius, that he was trying to say that he wanted the size of the iPhone to be pocket size. No, iPod to be pocket size, the first iPod.
Okay.
And they kept coming back to him with prototypes that weren't small enough.
Mm.
And he's like, I want it this size, whatever size he wanted it. And they were like, we can't do it. And he, apparently in a board meeting, he took the only working prototype of it. And he was like, make this smaller. There's space. And they were like, there's no space to make it smaller. They took the only working prototype at the end of the meeting, put it in a fish tank and said, you see that? There's bubbles. There's air in it. That means there's space in it. Make it smaller.
Boss man.
Boss. Only Jobs could do that, you know.
Oh my days.
I didn't realise he was such an arsehole to work with, you know. I shouldn't speak ill of the dead, but yo, I'm not saying that that doesn't work in the workplace, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But wow.
A lot of that is coming out though. His leadership style was...
Is arsehole bad to use? All right. It was very what? What's the better way of putting it? Fragrant.
Authoritarian.
Authoritarian.
Yeah.
Damn right. Disgraceful.
Yeah.
I think when he walked through the office, people were more scared than they were like happy to see him.
I think so.
He's the sort of guy you don't want to be in his bad books.
Yeah.
He's like a Miss Trunchbull of the Apple headquarters. He'd put you in the chokey.
But what do they say? Sometimes with pressure, it creates diamonds, but it also bursts pipes.
It does indeed. It does indeed. And they always say, don't force it or you'll burst your own pipes. So one, if Apple is a $1 trillion company now, worth $1 trillion, who is, like, what's going to be the next milestone?
Netflix. I think Netflix is coming.
Apple is, Amazon is second in line.
Oh, yeah. They're on course. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Would they be allowed to buy each other? I know they would never know. Do you reckon we could ever see that merger, though, an Amazon and Apple merge? I was putting it out there. If we saw Apple and Amazon merge, what would that be? Would that be like the equivalent of Facebook?
A Mapple.
A
Mapple.
A Mapple.
A Mapple's on.
A Mapple's on.
That sounds like some Decepticon robot.
A Mapplezon. Oh, wait, and it's actually...
Optimus, it's a Mapplezon!
And a little laptop converts into like a rocket ship. Oh, man.
Yes, Optimus, I am efficient but very expensive. You can't defeat me.
Oh, man. So, like, what's the next milestone for a company then? Like, you got a trill. Like what? Like what? What do you do next when you are the most valuable company in the world?
Branch out.
And like, do what?
All right, we're cool. What next for Apple then?
Yeah, start buying land.
Apple are really looking to do the autonomous car, aren't they?
I think that's still small. That's small for us. I think they will start acquiring land. Apple land.
Whole countries.
Apollonia.
They've got their campus, which is open now. The Apple campus, which is where
Apple University.
Apple University.
Yeah. Yeah. They might make it like a little principality. Okay. Mm.
Or like an official actual city. Yeah. No, official country.
Yeah.
The 51st state.
So rather than going to that place that we shall not mention in the Caribbean, because I don't want those people after me, they might make that Apollonia the new tax haven.
Ah, Apollonia, free from tax.
Yeah.
All Apple devices free. Bravo, it could be possible. Could be possible.
Or an arm in government.
An Ooh. Arm in government.
Apple
Technology.
Army.
Technology.
Apple Army. Apple Armed Forces.
I thought, bruv, they would have... Could they do a Tony Stark? All the location data.
You have to think to yourself, when a company is getting to that size, All it takes is one megalomaniac head to start veering the company away from its away from ethical means.
So what, like somebody just goes, yeah, you know what, there's money to be made in rocket ships, let's do one.
Well, this has been the premise in a lot of these Bond films where they take some, like, what was the film where the guy who starred as Hannibal, I love that actor, but I forgot his name.
I always think of Hannibal
Lecter.
And he used to cry
tears in the Bond film.
He used to cry. What's he?
Cry blood.
Anthony Hopkins.
No. He's in the Hannibal TV series. This guy.
Oh.
So he played like a media entity that was so powerful, but he kind of like branched out into kind of like evil intentions.
Could we see an evil dictator coming from one of these tech companies?
But this is the narrative that they fear with Mark Zuckerberg. They fear that this guy has got so much power.
If the internet keeps trolling him and taking the piss out of him,
Mads Mikkelsen.
If the industry keep taking a mick out of him, saying that he sounds like a Muppet, Kermit the Frog, then yeah, he might just turn around and say, listen, I'm sick of your shit. I'm sick of this nice guy shit. You get a bomb. Call me the Oprah of warfare. You get a bomb. Bruv, he could.
I mean, we're messing with a guy who technically has influenced the US elections. Technically.
Yeah. Well, he said it wasn't his intention.
But if this is the kind of the capabilities of big companies, then why can't Apple... This is the thing. This might sound like flights of fancy in the year 2018. Look, 10 years from now, people are going to say, that brother Funk, that brother Bonzi, they was ahead of the curve, man.
Yeah.
What is left for a company that size? What is left?
World domination. Right. Or losing your job to a robot. Because while robots are here to make our lives easier, and we're all grateful for that.
Yeah.
I know. You grateful for the robots that made your phone? Yeah. I'm grateful for the robots that made my phone. And also the people who got paid questionable wages to build the rest of our phones. Robots may be starting to get a little too helpful. So are we heading for the actual robot takeover that people have been speaking about for years? Because according to a new piece of research published today, it says, even though it was published a few days ago, a quarter of British workers are worried that robots are going to replace them. So YouGov did a survey of 1,000 Brits and found that 7% of workers, which equates to 10 million people, are worried that their job is going to change for the worst, while a much larger percentage, 23%, are concerned that their job will become void. The research goes hand in hand with a 2-year commission on workers' technology. Now, one thing being worried, but is this actually going to happen? Because we've heard this before. Computers are going to take over your job. We're not going to have jobs anymore. You're just going to... But we found out that computers are actually still require a lot of humans. And in fact, instead of us all losing our jobs, there were people that lost jobs, like people who were like had quite obvious skill sets, like, you know, craftsmen and like, you know, builders and stuff like that. But then what you found was is that computers actually work their ways into all of those professions. Like I heard a really good saying recently. A friend of mine said, you're not in any business that isn't in the technology business. So whatever business you're in, you're in tech.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a farm, you have a website.
Oh yeah.
You get me? If you're a carpenter, you need to make sure that you have an Instagram showing off your carpentry skills.
Even within the farm processing, I mean, whether you're making like, you're dealing with the whole milk production side of things. I've seen the kind of the technology used to kind of like, milk these cows is some real futuristic shit, man.
Exactly. And the more you use that sort of stuff, the more you actually get put into an environment where you can sell prime products. So like, I know that the farm that decides to have a fancy YouTube video showing how happy their hens are running around. It's so nice here. The weather's good and the feed is good. Like that. When it comes to like, I don't know, if they had a turkey farm, should we say, when it comes to Christmas time, they're going to be the ones that can say, yeah, £100 a turkey.
Mm.
And because everyone's sort of seen, you know, what the process of them, you know, their happy turkeys being reared and stuff like that. Yeah. Everyone would be like, all right, cool, I'm involved in it.
Yeah.
So without using tech, I feel like you would regress, but I don't feel like we've lost jobs. But, could that change though, Funk?
Yeah, of course.
Could a robot make a beat better than you?
No. But that's creative. But okay, okay. not me.
Okay.
Maybe another producer, but not me. Shots fired. But any industry which is labor intensive, I feel like is at the mercy of the machine. The machine is coming for you. If you're just lifting bricks and stacking them, no disrespect to all my builders out there, you got to be making some serious architecture, feats of architecture to bamboozle these machines. Otherwise, they will, because that's the majority of the kind of the jobs being replicated or duplicated by machines, are the ones which are just like customer facing, like the till checkout positions. A lot of the staff at the turnstiles of venues and train stations and all that kind of stuff, they've replaced them with machines and all that kind of stuff. So it was that aspect which was kind of always at threat first. The service, the retail and that service industry, the hospitality industry. Going beyond that, as the AI becomes to get more and more efficient, then yeah, it will look like, it will be problematic, but you have to understand that when you start to reduce the jobs, you reduce the amount of money coming into the economy. There's going to be less disposable income. People aren't going to go shops. You'll see the retail figures that they love to put out every quarter, and nobody's going Westfield because they ain't got no money. So it kind of, that is the only thing which is kind of preventing this from becoming a full-fledged Cybertron.
A Cybertron.
Yeah.
I mean, I still think that we have way too many skills. Like, and I know that you're a big believer, obviously, that sarcasm and stuff like that is never going to really be picked up. Not for a long time, or robots will have to change a lot, but I don't know, man. Like, say robots do take over all physical jobs.
Yeah.
We'll still need loads of people to, like, maintain them, people to, like, make the software for them to run.
Not really, because it's happening right now in car factories.
And when they... Yeah, but... Oh, yeah. They're losing a lot of jobs, actually, aren't they?
Yeah. And that's been happening for a long, long... A periodically long time.
Yeah. But that's... I think that's an example of someone being, like, a bricklayer, innit? And there's a robot that comes along that can build that better than you. Yeah. Like, if it's, like, handmade vehicles, if you have a handmade vehicle company, then obviously, you know.
Well, that's the thing as well. If your price point is tied into the fact that humans are making this, which I'm not a watch connoisseur, but I've heard that's what is the kind of the weight behind the pricing of something like a Rolex. The fact that this is handmade, someone has got their little monocle on and they've tried to fit that screw into that little hole. Even though it's taken them 2 years to do it, they've done it. A human has done it. And that's the price point that you're paying for. Cool. But outside of that, if a machine is doing that kind of thing really quickly, then actually, yeah, because I'd like to own a Rolex. So get machines doing it and it'll be cheaper.
I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of the million process with watches and stuff where they actually make the little components is going to start becoming something that robots make. Mm-hmm. But if I was a big watch company like Rolex, I wouldn't really want to tell people that, hey, by the way, this wasn't made by hand. I'm going to have just enough of it made by hand so I can put on the label made by hand. So even if it's like the putting it in the box was the last bit that made it by hand, like, it was made by hand. Do you know what I mean? In Switzerland.
Switzerland.
I mean? And then they've actually bought a little place in China called Switzerland.
Exactly.
Interesting. When you get a Rolex, buy me one as well, please, bro.
Of course.
So Netflix tips. Are you watching Netflix at the moment? I've been very rubbish with Netflix.
I have, and I've got some interesting Netflix news. I'm not sure if it ties into this, but the Ant-Man and Wasp film is the last Disney film that's going to appear on Netflix before they pull all their content.
And this is going to this new unnamed platform from Disney that we don't know about right yet. Would you reckon it's going to be called Deckflix? Disflix?
Disney Fun.
Datney.
I like these powerful names.
Disfun.
Subscription, £50 per month.
Yeah. So Disney has got their platform ready.
Listen, it's going to be insane, so yeah? And I'm saying, like, all you Netflix guys out there, you need to be worried, because think about it. They're going to pull all the Marvel content, all the Star Wars content, all the Disney content, yeah? So you got the kids, yeah? All my little brats, yeah? My three brats that I've... Sorry, my three children. my three lovely children, yeah? They will be heavily entertained, not only by the past catalogue of Disney content, but they can go ham with the spin-offs. They can have the spin-off Invincibles. They can have Luke Skywalker at school. They can have... Seriously, you see the scope they're going with this.
Crossovers.
Plus, they'll be able to pull all the 20th Century Fox movies.
This is it.
This is true.
So that's a lot of content. I mean, I was scrolling through Netflix and I was looking, I think to myself, I think this is why Netflix went so hard on the kind of the whole building new content, because it anticipated we're leasing a lot of our content, and sooner or later, all it takes for us for someone to pull the rug from underneath our feet. But Disney have established, solidified, well-known brands which are already in the living rooms of the world kind of thing. So they don't need to work as hard on a marketing aspect. Netflix need to sell the idea of the content first before you have to engage in it. And that is part of the problem. Netflix are kind of, they're still having to broker a new audience because all their content is new. Disney's history is just like, it's older than us.
But Disflix can come along and they can really Disflix. Handle this.
With Netflix, do you watch much that's not Netflix original? I think Netflix would be fine.
So when I watch things like
Luke Cage, maybe Marvel, but it's also a Netflix original.
No, I'm talking about Better Call Saul, which is obviously, what's that, HBO? So, I mean, it's licensed exclusively to Netflix, but it's not, I wouldn't say it's not, Netflix didn't put up their money to fund that. So, there's a lot of titles in there, which obviously...
Alter Carbon.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good. Beast of No Nation was good. But they've had a few howlers there. I told you, I didn't like that Will Smith film. I thought that was awful.
I loved it. Bright. He was that's a sick show, man.
She could be called Dim.
How much would you pay?
For the Disney one? You see, the Disney one, they can get more into the coffers because they have something to leverage. They've got established brands. Exactly like the way the people are coming out in their thousands of different generations to watch this new Invincibles title, because the brand itself is so well known, even though no one's seen anything over the past 10 years, it's still gonna do well in the box office. So when Disney are coming with titles like that, and they have a proven track record of being able to kind of monetize lesser known characters, even in the Marvel universe, Ant-Man and the Wasp, who would ever think of watching or taking the time to watch Ant-Man and the Wasp? So I think Netflix they're going to face some real competition that they've never faced before.
I think that they should market it no more expensive than Netflix. Anywhere between £8 to £10.
What I'm saying is that they don't have to, technically. You can't
charge £20 a month for it.
No, they wouldn't. But
I reckon they're going to do something else, bruv.
Yeah.
I reckon they're going to do something so that they can get their numbers up quick.
Mm-hmm.
Free. For a limited time. Free.
Ooh.
Get everyone in so that you'll be like, why wouldn't I? And then they'll be like, you know what, guys? It's going to have to be like £3 or £4.
Well, like an Apple Music situation. First 3 months free, and then you forget you're paying that direct debit. Ah!
Well, you could do, I don't know, say an annual subscription, £100 a year, plus you get 5% off Disney tickets in the theme park.
This is what I mean. There's so many ways they can go with this.
They could go free. I think they could go free, bruv. Why wouldn't you? Like, you want to grow your audience. Imagine that you get 10 million people that sign up, and then you now put your price up to $1 or £1. You now have 10 million pounds
a
month.
Even if you did, like, everyone who gets it for the 6 months gets a discount at Disney World Paris.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That is a game changer. And it's kind of where Netflix was were in a hurry to do when they were trying to build their cinema. Netflix needed something physical outside of the virtual realm to be like, no, we need to transfer these numbers into real footfall. This virtual footfall is okay, but it's Netflix isn't making any money. It's not making money. It's a Spotify situation.
It's got actually, numbers though.
It's got numbers, but those numbers aren't translating into money. They're all valuation. Just like what we said with the Apple thing. It's not a real 1 trillion. So Disney has the ability to transfer that into real cha-ching at the tills. That's real paper. That person that was watching the Disney flicks has come down to Disney World and has transferred that money into a Mickey Mouse toy now. And that is what Netflix was trying to do, but
which makes sense is why my Marcus would do it for free.
Yeah.
Or they just run ads on it.
Yeah.
Their own in-house ads.
Gosh. Netflix. The CEO of Netflix is kind of like
himself.
He's wiped all his papers off of these desks listening to his podcast. He says, cancel my meetings. Find these guys.
We'll make it better for you. Things with Netflix, they could if they bought the Premier League rights, boy.
Yeah.
Well, I think Amazon's definitely going in that direction. They're making a big deal about the fact that they're showing certain sports. I think they're showing the US Open tennis competition. They're promoting that you can see it on Prime anywhere. So I think sports is one area of consumable TV where you consume when you want TV, however you want to call it, or TV on demand, that sports can't really be put in the same category as.
Yeah.
Because sports are live. Yeah. And if you don't watch it live, someone's going to fuck it up for you online. So that's why everyone's like, if you knew that you could watch the football when you got home whenever and no one's going to tell you the score for Arsenal, you'd get home and watch it when you want.
Yeah.
But kind of part of watching it is watching it live, feeling like you're there at the moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, if they start, very good point, but if they start buying those fucking rights, bruv, off TV, forget whether it's Netflix and Disney, TV will die.
Well, I saw something on BBC News today. You might have to check, Bill. It's just moving really fast, but they were saying that it might get to a stage where they might start playing games in stadiums with no fans, because that is the amount of money they're generating through TV and other endorsements where they don't even need the ticket money anymore.
Crazy. Do you think that would add to play though? Would you play better in a stadium full of people going funk? Wait, actually, there's three scenarios: an empty stadium, funk, or fuck you. Those three scenarios. Let's go empty stadium. How would you play?
I don't know. It depends on what kind of player you are. Like, some players are narcissists and they need the adulation and the kind of thing that makes them play better.
The celebrations aren't going to be as good, because there's no running up to the crowd throwing one fist in the air victoriously.
Yeah.
It's going to turn around to your teammate and go, yeah.
Yeah. Someone's scoring a goal into the top left hand corner and doing three backflips and then hearing, it's like, what was that for?
Yeah.
I've just found the article. It's just saying that in the 2016-2017 season, 11 out of 20 clubs in the Premier League could have made profit without people attending their stadium.
See?
It's just because of the global TV revenue.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So we've got empty stadium out of the way.
Yeah.
A stadium that's filling you full of joy, shouting your name.
Yeah.
You play a bit better.
Yeah.
What about like the away game?
The abuse. That should be a feature on the new FIFA. Like,
Abuse level. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I want abuse level and I want professional disrespect of the referee. That's what I want. I want to have a meter where you're arguing at the ref, and the more you argue at the ref, the more it unsettles the other team and messes with their demeanour. But if you argue too much with the ref, he goes, you get yellow card straight away, bro.
Dissent.
That would be sick.
But I think FIFA's running out of variables for the new titles. I mean, all they do is they do the new transfers and they do the new kit changes and all that kind of stuff. So maybe EA Sports FIFA 20, what you do is, as a player, I log on and I enter all my vital statistics into the database, and then you hit me with the most ardent and toxic abuse, yeah, as I play the game. So I feel like I'm there. I feel
you
like
black bastard.
And I'm trying to play, yeah. The fact of the matter is, yeah, is that when you play actually someone online in a different country, you might get that anyway. Right. You know what I mean?
You might. That's standard.
Black bastard. Especially when you beat them 4-0 and they switch off the computer. So it's like, there could be a setting. So we want to make the game realistic. If you're a real player, these are the kind of things you have to deal with.
FIFA bringing racism back.
Bring racism back to
this
football.
Year, our new feature, racism.
Racism.
Oh, that would be sick. I want that feature. Or Star Wars crossover.
Mmm.
So why not, innit? Just Jedi. Halfway through the match, whip out your lightsaber, chop the ref in half, score a goal. EA, innit? Microtransactions can make it happen. Buy a lightsaber for your team.
Or George Lucas is the ref.
Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
But actually, we've got some tips for your Netflix watching, actually.
Yes.
One, download even better looking content. If you go into settings, video quality higher, that means that you obviously use a lot more data, but higher quality video. You can kick your ex off your Netflix account if you've broken up with your other half. Take back
that
power.
Is cold.
Take back the power.
That is cold.
Sign out of all devices. Boom. Because that happens. Because you know you can download Netflix content.
Yeah.
You can over download content. So like say Billy's got my Netflix password and he downloads a whole season. Nah.
Uh-oh.
And he downloads a whole season of a show. And then I try and download something. It might say, sorry, you've downloaded too much content. So you can sign out of all devices. You can also see your own viewing activity to find out how disgusting you are when it comes to your binge. How much of a slob are you? How many episodes did you really watch in 24 hours? If it's 24 episodes, you're a sick person.
I've got that logo. Yeah, you can put avatars now on your...
You can. Avatars, I like the avatars. They look a bit better, don't they?
Yeah.
Also, you can make it kid friendly as well. There's a nice little setting. Slide over for the children option. Back to what you said, though. This Netflix game is really going to change. And do you know what? It's changed so much since we've actually started How to Kill an Hour as well. That's the crazy thing, bro. Yeah. I'm just like, so many things have changed. And I can't even begin to fathom where it's going to go next.
It's good, though. You don't want monopolies. You don't. You want that level of competition at that level of business.
Yeah, one thing I'll give Netflix, right? And this is what they've done to change the game for all of us, is they've done this. It sounds so simple. It's almost as simple as when Steve Jobs just made the first iOS that kind of worked for us.
Yeah.
They've gone, let's find out what people watch and give them more of it. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, Funk, you clearly have a passion for anime, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know when I go on your Netflix profile, not got his password, by the way, in case you wonder. If I go on your Netflix profile, I'm going to see more anime, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to see more trashy sci-fi because mm-hmm. that's what I'm into. Mm-hmm. Billy, I don't know. What will we see on yours, Bill?
Crime documentaries or like stuff like Netflix originals.
You seen Mindhunter?
So at the moment on my list, if I can see if I can find my list.
I find that quite disturbing.
What, Mindhunter?
Crime documentary. Oh, that he's on. Is that documentaries to help you do? Is it to help you get away with are you interested with other people?
Interested in other people and how they get away with it.
Is it the making of a killer?
That sounds even worse.
Yeah, exactly. The making of a killer.
Is that what you're kind of, are you like into that a bit?
I can't find my list.
Have you seen that, The Making of a Killer?
No.
That's on Netflix, isn't it?
I've seen Evil Genius. That's very good.
How was that? Do you enjoy that?
That's good.
What is that? That's about a robbery, isn't it?
Yeah, where they put the bomb around the guy's neck and then you have to figure out.
What is it, a true story?
Bruh.
Yeah.
Really?
Right. I guarantee you. In fact, can we do a live fact check on this? Can we find out whether the incidents that happened on that day were before or after the first Saw film came out or Seven with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman? While I explain to Funk real quick.
What happened. The Evil Genius?
Yeah.
Evil Genius was recent.
Yeah, but the actual ongoings were like 20 years back. So, real talk, we're in America, you put on the TV and you hear, on today's news, or newsflash, man walking around making demands, walking into a bank, trying to rob it, with a bomb attached to his neck. A bomb necklace.
Okay.
There's a man with a bomb around his neck. Yeah. We also find out he has a weird kind of cane contraption at some point. Have you found out when it was, Bill?
August 2003.
That was when the incident happened.
Yeah, that was when the incident happened.
When was the first Saw film out?
Because I feel like in Saw they have neck devices, don't they?
Saw film was 2004, so it was a year later.
It's like a real, life source.
I'd say if you're going to watch Netflix, there's some documentaries. I would suggest Evil Genius.
Yeah.
And the one I've just watched, The Staircase.
What's The Staircase? Don't tell us about The Staircase.
No, it's about the man whose wife falls down the stairs, isn't it? And he's accused of murder. I saw that. I haven't seen it yet.
I'd rate Evil Genius above The Staircase, though.
Really? In what way? Which one did you enjoy?
It was like, shit me up a little bit. It was like, ooh.
Really?
Yeah. Evil Genius one was like, oh my God.
There's a shot in Evil Genius that you can't believe they actually show. Let's not say what it is, but did you think they weren't going to show it?
And did you take the stairs today?
I didn't watch it. I covered my face.
Oh, brother.
Did you take the stairs today?
Did you take the stairs today or take a lift?
Yeah, I took the stairs.
What happens when you see stairs now? No.
It's all good.
Is it?
It is quite jarring, The Staircase, when you see it. When you watch the documentary, it's like, oh, the first time you say, okay, fair enough, you just see it, right?
Yeah.
But then they keep showing it, it's like, I don't feel uncomfortable now.
When did you first realise you were into crime documentaries, that it was your kind of thing?
When I watched Making a Murderer.
Yeah?
And yeah.
How many times did you watch that?
Just once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I bet you took your time with it, though. Did you light some candles?
No, I watched that. That was like a binge watch. That was really? Like one every single day.
So yeah, Making a Murderer, isn't
I was
that,
invested.
Ain't that based on that podcast series with the person
it's supposed to be serial.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what? It's so funny that it's actually not.
Oh, it isn't.
But it's so close in terms of feel. But I mean, they actually did a Making a Murderer podcast.
Yeah,
and they mentioned them not trying to be like serial. I think one thing that's apparent is that we think a lot of fucked up shit happens over there, bruv.
Yeah.
A lot of messed up shit happens over there in the States, bruv. Yeah, some of those middle counties, man.
Yeah,
America. And there's this whole thing about, I was actually with some American people a few months ago, and they were saying Florida man is like the headline for the starter of the weirdest headlines ever.
Yeah.
So if you Google Florida man, obviously there'll be a few fucked up ones in there, but usually it's like Florida man tries to
chew someone's face.
Let's do it now.
Literally, you know, Florida man marries cat. Literally like that, man. Florida man puts engine in tree and drives through bank. Bruv, it's crazy.
So this is basically where Netflix are going to mine all their original content from.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Go on.
Florida man arrested for attempted striptease at restaurant.
Attempted striptease? Like he didn't make his trousers off in time.
I really want to get some news music for Billy when he does all of these as well.
How can you attempt a striptease, I wonder? Was the dancing rated bad? Like, did he not get his clothes off in time?
It was an attempt. That's offensive, you know. And it was an attempt. Right, Billy, you ready to give me some Florida man's
please? I'll find a couple. Florida man steals a van to drive to Waffle House. Florida man bursts into ex's delivery room, fight its new boyfriend while she gave birth. Oh, Florida woman tells cops she has no idea how drugs got into her genitals.
Into her genitals?
Yeah. Oh, Florida like alligators, isn't they? Florida man throws an alligator into a Wendy's drive-thru. Florida man attacks a dancing flamingo at Busch Gardens.
Wow.
Florida man gets banned from pizza after making too many prank calls.
Banned from pizza? Yeah. Not even a specific establishment, just banned from pizza.
Florida teen.
Anything with cheese and tomato.
Florida teen pretends to be a doctor twice.
Twice? Okay.
Florida man freaks out over shuffleboard at senior citizen center.
Right, one more. Let's have a big one for the end, Bill.
Florida man assaults his boss with frozen hamburger.
Oh, brilliant. I'd love to bring that back on the show every week. Just have a couple of those. Florida man assaults boss with frozen hamburger. Anyway, it's been a great How to Kill an Hour. It's been great to have you back in here, Funk. It's great that we've been so sensible and covered so many important topics. But there's plenty of ways to kill time out there. But before we let you go, can we share with everyone the portal online, on the web, that you can actually access from any device that has data or interweb or Wi-Fi or Ethernet connection?
HowToKillAnHour.com.
And where can we find you on social media, Funk?
At Funk Butcher, all the social media channels, and HowSologyLabel.com. Find out more about the label, the releases, events, and such and such.
Yeah, do so. Please do. How to Kill an Hour on all handles for the show. And I am at Marcus, BRONZY. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank your fine, sexy ass for killing some time with us.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.